All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? The time is now. The show is The Usual Suspects, and with Nick, Barry, and I in the building, we are the usual cast of characters that'll take you from 1 to 4 every Monday through Friday right here on ESPN 97.5. Nick is behind the glass, present and accounted for. Barry and I in the studio. What's up, fellas? How are we all doing today?
What up, man?
What up?
How goes it?
Not good, bro.
2 days, not good. What happened? No. More boo-boo?
No, this time, kind of a reality check.
Uh-oh.
And I always turn this stuff over to you guys.
That's another show, right?
But yeah, exactly. I was sitting there watching the Astros last night, and my phone starts lighting up, and it's all NBA people. And I'm just thinking, uh-oh, that's not good. And long story short, everybody was calling for the same reason. There was a guy that had worked in the league office for 20 years, paid his dues, busted his tail in the broadcasting department, got vice president a year or two ago, and then the guy that was responsible for doing the schedule for the networks and the schedule for all the teams and, you know, working on it, retired, a guy by the name of Matt Winnick, and they gave this guy that responsibility too. So it was like his dream job. And he was getting ready to leave to cover the finals because they go back and forth. I guess evidently he was getting ready to leave to go to Cleveland, was walking his dog, had an aneurysm in his brain and fell over. And basically they kept him on life support long enough for his kids to say goodbye.
That sucks.
And you just step back and you go, you know what, man? At the end of the day, you don't realize how short life is, and you really got to prioritize what's important, because it, like, that thing just hit me like a ton of bricks. I was like, this dude's in his 40s, he's got two kids, a wife, dream job, and it all collapses in like one fall swoop.
Yeah, that sucks, man.
Yeah, I didn't want to be a downer, but I was like, dude, that just
and this happened last night.
Yeah, so I got the news late last night. Everybody, my wife's in bed and the baby's sleeping, and you're just sitting there by yourself and you're just going, You reflect on so much and just go, man, you just never know.
Yeah.
So.
Life is short, player. Yeah. Life is short.
So I appreciate you guys.
Yeah,
so
man.
That was just one of those deals. And then, of course, my boy comes in and gives up a lead. And then the rest of my evening was crap, too.
Your boy.
Oh, my God. I don't trust him. I can't. I just. The bullpen I'm not mad at. But if they don't really focus on the closer situation between now and the postseason, you don't want to have that uncertainty when you get into the final inning of a ball game when it means something more than just a regular season game against the Royals to keep a streak alive.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you a question.
And I know you've done the numbers on this, and I expected this, but this is just my gut feeling. You know, there's two guys in that pen I cannot trust, and the other one would be Tony Sipp.
Yeah, well, I don't really blame you for Tony Sipp. How many blown saves do you think Ken Giles
has? I know this
has?
Is his second one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was expecting this. I'm just telling you the uncertainty and the uneasiness. Even when he gets a save sometimes, he'll still give up a dong or he'll give up a couple of hits.
Watch out now.
Yeah.
Well, give up a dong?
Yeah. Well, that's the Mets. but, you know, I want to trust him and say he's the guy, and it's just hard for me.
So, Francisco Rodriguez, Tigers closer, yep. 5 blown saves.
Yeah.
Jim Johnson, a good closer for Atlanta,
yeah.
4 blown saves. Fernando Rodney, high ERA, but he's got 14 saves this year, 3 blown saves. There are 21 relievers with at least 3 blown saves. So while Ken Giles has a meltdown here and there, and that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I still have confidence in him. And I know that's crazy, and I know people don't want me to have confidence in him, but he's got 15 saves.
And I don't want you to not have confidence in him. I'm just telling you from a personal perspective, I don't.
He is, what would you say, top 5 in saves?
Well, because they have so many wins, too, but I would definitely say top 5.
Yeah, he is, I believe, top three. Hold on, I'm on the wrong page here. Yeah, he is third, tied for third in saves with 15. Greg Holland of the Rockies, you're welcome, Nick.
Yeah, Nick, thank you very
much. Has 21.
Fantasy guy.
And Craig Kimbrel has 17. So Giles is right there with 15, two blown saves. Kimbrel has a blown save. I saw a few people melting down on Facebook about how Ken Giles sucks so bad and they need to get rid of him. It's not that bad,
I'm not
guys.
To that point. I'm just telling you, and I've told you this before. Actually, last year, I said even I felt this way last year, but I've said it throughout this season. I just don't have, you know, sometimes, and it wasn't Brad Lidge didn't always have that either, but there were guys like Billy Wagner. You turn it over to Billy Wagner, and I'm like, it's over. You know,
but there were times
Rivera,
where Wagner would struggle. If his fastball was straight and he wasn't hitting his spots, he would. I mean, there were times. I don't know that there's ever been a closer that didn't, you know, at some point. I mean, Giles is still learning that role. He's been bad ever since he's gotten here, but I think he's still learning that role. And I mean, would you feel better if it was Gregerson?
Well, he's had his moments too, right? And even Harris has. So I get it. And I'm not melting down and I'm not jumping off the... It hurt me last night because I felt like I could see it coming or feel it coming. And then because the streak is over. Because I felt like with Dallas Keuchel on the mound and then McCullers that they could be, you know, they could do all these different things to really rewrite the Astros record books about, you know, longest winning streak and first time to sweep four straight series and all these things that just had... Because I want them to get the national attention they deserve, and we've highlighted a little bit how they've come up short on that. But that one last night just took its toll. I know it's one game, but it took a toll on me.
Well, that's so, all right. That's it happens. What was I going to tell you? The big thing is that who's going? It's Keuchel's going tonight, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there you go. One game losing streak.
Right.
They should win tonight. Just a one game little blip on the radar.
You watch it, Nick?
No,
hell no.
Did you see any fantasy guys you might want to make a move for?
I have been watching. You'd be surprised. I have been watching some of the road games. I would never watch it in its entirety. But yeah, I've watched a couple of them.
I tell you what bothers me more about the loss is Hoyt giving up two more runs again when he wasn't pitching all that bad. I mean, he was actually pitching pretty good. And now his ERA is over four. And he's had two bad outings in a row. That worries me more than Ken Giles.
Did you watch it? To me, his breakdown is when he... As good as his breaking stuff and his slider can be, it's not his fastball that's getting touched up. He gets dinged. He gets touched up.
Who?
When Hoyt.
Oh.
When he leaves that slider up, kind of just hanging there, and people just crush it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't pay attention to that degree. I just know that he was doing fine. I mean, he came in, like we've talked about before, he was that last cut for the Astros in spring training, and I had hoped that they would bring him up. Instead, and they did, and he did fine. And listen, it's going to happen. They're all going to go through their struggles. I mean, Davinsky still, you know, pitched well, so that's good.
Yeah,
that's good to know.
And I was going to ask you that too. Would you have been more inclined to let Davinsky go a little longer, knowing that you have Keuchel and McCullers, and probably don't have to dive into the bullpen like you've had to? Because look, the bullpen was tired out. There were guys that had pitched 2 and 3 and 3 and 4. They needed some rest. I get all that. So you went to the young arms. But Davinsky didn't throw that many pitches, seemed to really be in control. I might have let him ride a little bit further before I...
Yeah, I think hindsight, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But when's the last time he pitched? He pitched on the third, and he went almost two. He went 1 2/3 innings. I don't know, it's close.
So we got a Wayback Wednesday, by the way. I forgot to mention that. So Wayback Wednesday today is top breakdancing hits of the past. So
is this one right here?
Yeah, this is one.
I went ahead. I think I was I haven't been in the first hour for a couple of weeks, right?
So this is you?
Yeah, so I went ahead.
It's like that, and that's the way it is what you're saying?
Well, I did have 8 songs, so it's not a lazy thing.
Right.
But it's like that, and it's the way it is.
Now, why did you choose the EDM version of It's Like That, and not the original?
I like this one.
Do you? Or was it you? This was just the first one you saw and you played?
No, this is the second one I saw.
Okay. I'm just making sure you weren't being just lazy.
No, that's the second one I saw. I the first one I was like, that's all right, but this one, YouTube had had this version. So
all right, okay. So breakdancing hits.
Yeah, so breakdancing hits. Nick's got hour number one. It's not a contest, and we don't have repeats. So that's the tricky part, is that you can't repeat. So
I wanted to ask, how come he gets to choose the category and then 5 minutes later he emails his list like it's...
So I just want you both to know that I had totally forgotten about this.
I reminded everybody.
Until Joel texted us this morning and said, what's the category? And a listener had suggested, hey, next Way Back Wednesday, do breakdancing songs. So when he asked for the category, that's all I could think of. So I just said breakdancing songs. And I happened to be sitting down to do some show prep.
3 minutes later, a whole list just pops up in my email.
I can't help it. I mean, what do you want? I'm a savant.
Either that or he's been doing this. He did the prep work from the time the email came in or the caller, the listener.
You give me way too much credit. I'm super lazy. I'm not doing that. No. Every one of my lists has been last minute. I promise you
so
that.
So no repeats. So if Nick and I have a couple that suck, it happens. But no excuses. So it's a Way Back Wednesday.
But you just made one.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But I kind of did. I kind of did, but then I didn't. It's just real news and alternative facts. All right, so we've got Nick with hour number one, and we'll continue to go from there. If you guys want to join the show, by all means, plenty to talk about. 713-780-3776. That's the HRNP listener line where you can call us or text us. And you can also reach us via Twitter, at Barry is Funny, at The Producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. Before we get to the break, I want to tell you guys about my good friends at Gallery Furniture. I don't know if you heard about it or not, but Max got a new promotion going on at all three of the Gallery Furniture locations, and it involves your favorite baseball team. If the Houston Astros win it all, then you get the deal of a lifetime as you sleep better every single night. You go to Gallery Furniture between now and the end of the baseball season. You spend $3,000 on a Tempur-Pedic mattress, an adjustable base, anything for your bed and in bedroom set. And you, the Astros win it all, you get it all free. You know how he likes to make these promotions? He's done it around the Super Bowl. He's done it around the election. Now he's doing it around your Astros, and he's supporting the orange and blue. If the Astros win, so do you. For all the details, go to galleryfurniture.com. And while you're at it, just go to one of the gallery locations. Head on out to Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland. Head down to the Galleria at Westheimer and Post Oak. Or head out to the mainstay, that is I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways. As Max says, no back order slips. You buy today, you get it tonight. And as always, Gallery Furniture really will save you money.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Nick's not even watching. We're both like dancing away, breakdancing. Nick's head's down. It's gonna be a lot. We live, Barry.
It's gonna be a lot of that going on today. Lots of breakdancing. Maybe we need to.
What, on the basketball court?
Maybe we could Facebook Live who's a better breakdancer.
Yeah, you let's win. Do that.
You win. You win. I've never been one and never claimed to be.
Really?
Yeah. Even with a piece of cardboard, I forgot
half my moves. I would just start making them up. But, all right, maybe not.
You win. You even without the parachute pants.
What was that comment about the basketball court? Did you bring your stuff?
Yeah, I brought some shoes.
That's it?
You're
going to hoop in slacks?
I brought two pairs of shoes. I don't know why, because one is really not made for basketball, and then a pair of shorts, and that's it.
I was going to buy some more basketball shoes yesterday.
Yeah, I heard you yesterday. You were going to use this as an excuse.
Yeah, but then they had Stan Smiths on sale at the Foot Locker for like $40, so I bought those instead. Just said, I'll just wear my old Chris Pauls.
Okay.
Dude, I got my first pair of Stan Smiths like last week. They're so comfortable.
See, I've never felt like Adidas super duper makes comfortable. A single comfortable shoe. Now, everybody has told me the new Adidas with the, what is it, with Bounce?
Yeah, those are, yeah, Raheel was telling me to get a pair of those, too.
They're really comfortable, but I've never been able to go to Adidas and say comfortable shoe, and I can't hoop in them because their bottoms are rock hard. But I got a guy that I play hoops with that swears on the shell toe, the Superstars, the DMC version. Yeah. They don't make them anymore. He said they discontinued them, and the closest thing you can find is the new Harden shoe in terms of like a...
Really?
Yeah.
I've seen them out and about, but I don't know.
I think you got to use the internet and try and dig them up. But that's too bad because that was a staple of it.
They don't, they don't make the original style, but they have like an updated version of them for sure. Somebody texted the show earlier. I forgot to pull up the text line right away. Oh, gee, I'm so sad. And said, how many of those teams that have more than three blown saves have a chance at winning the World Series? Your argument has no validity. What? That was my whole point. They have two blown saves. Ken Giles has two blown saves. Not the team. Ken Giles, number one.
Right.
And as a closer, yeah, they're... I don't.
So do you regret?
That makes no sense to me.
Do you regret diving into the text line?
No. Yeah. Well, I always kind of do now. It's getting so bad. I really expect better of our listeners.
We see it on Twitter for the most part.
Twitter's better because they, you know, they're more interactive. It's a conversation. Well, it's also a two-way conversation.
Right.
Here, somebody just texts in and says, "You're stupid. You're a dumbass. Your opinion sucks," and you have no way to respond unless it's over the air, and then it sounds like you're whining. At least on Twitter, I can, I can respond, and we can have a conversation, and then people can threaten to fight me or whatever they want to do. It's a lot better.
Someone running by and leaving poop and just leave and then running away.
Who does that?
That's the texters. They come by and they drop their poop and they take off.
Yeah,
that's
probably pretty accurate.
Joel's been traumatized from poop lately.
Yeah, Monday was a poop. Yeah,
that was a bad day.
Eric Resendez tweeted me this morning and said, "Did you listen to the 9 to 11 show when Granado said something about Subway and that guy Barry?"
Oh yeah, they were. I was supposed to save the audio and play it for you, but they went off on you. Pretty much called you a pedophile on the air.
Is it because of what I said about Dale yesterday?
Yeah, everybody was asking, what you guys said
they
about Dale?
So I'm like, upset.
And I was like, it was one line.
Because Dale's personal bodyguard, this guy that I've had to annihilate on Twitter before, decides to come at me and let me get it correct for you, but he sends me a tweet right out of the blue, must be while all this stuff is going down, and says, "What you got against Dell, nerd?" And I'm like, haven't we been down this road before when I annihilated you on Twitter? You might want to stay in your lane right now. And he didn't say another word. And we were walking in, and Granado goes, "You picking on Dell yesterday?" And I go, "Wrong guy, John." And Dell goes, "Yeah, I never said Joel said anything." And I'm like, "Geez." And Granado's like, "You know that's my guy. Dell's my guy." I go, "Who doesn't? I got to protect him." I'm like, just go to the golf course, all right? Jeez. Yeah, so I got some of the overflow hate. I didn't know about the Subway hate.
That's hilarious, one that Dell snitched when I said it over the air. Like I was hiding it. And two, those guys have always talked crap about me, and Dale instigates it, so it's not like any... I mean, I'm not worried about it.
Oh, I wasn't worried about it one bit. I thought it was hilarious.
I'm guessing that whatever the joke was, they beat it to death. Like, they just said it over and over and over again.
And Raheel definitely had his share of responsibility.
Oh, Raheel was on the 9 to 11.
Oh, dude. So it was Raheel?
I mean, in terms of making fun of you. Yeah, because Raheel, it happened on Raheel's show, too. Or at least I know it did, because Raheel just came out of the hallway and was like, "Yeah, we just got through really making fun of Barry. Why did you guys talk about Dell?" I'm like, what's going on?
But wow. Yeah.
Boy, Dell is a little tattletale.
Can I tell you how hurt I am?
Yeah, from a scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah.
Or 0 to 10?
Yeah. Give me a negative 4.
Negative, yeah.
Dell's a poop dropper, too. He likes to come in during the show and go, "Joel got his steak medium well." And then lets them go just have a roast-a-thon, and then he just sits back and like, "Hey, I didn't say it on air. I didn't..." Why are you going to do that?
Joel's upset right now.
Like 4? I'm telling.
Yeah, trust me, Granado and Raheel making fun of me doesn't move my anger needle at all.
I think they've made fun of all of us on their show before. So
well, that's true.
Yeah. Well, I would have preferred, since I attacked Dale... I would have preferred Dale to attack me back specifically.
Well, maybe he did. You never knew.
Granado and Raheel.
Oh, to pile on?
To do his dirty work for him.
That's what I'm saying, but he does it all the time.
You know, if Granado or Raheel were to attack me directly, my response wouldn't be to Dale. It would be to Granado and or Raheel if I cared. The problem is I just don't care enough. I'm sure AJ and Fred have said things about me after this show. So,
well, Dale's getting a lot of heat because he's a part of this new sex show on ESPN now. So,
I heard him. Like, you can't be.
Now I'm going to get roped into it again, so it doesn't matter.
You can't be man enough to attack me directly. You got to get John and Raheel to attack me. And it was only, I only said it, one, because it's fact, and two, because.
Oh, you here comes the other one.
Look at this.
Here's the deal. Anytime you mention Raheel,
you guys are like third graders. Raheel comes right in the studio. Stay off my boy. Dale's like, keep your name out. Keep my name out of your mouth. You guys are hilarious.
Raheel's just worried about making sure he gets his shipments from the Saturday Night Show.
We can't hear. I can't hear Dale. I can't hear him. He's talking, but I can't hear him.
Well, that's kind of. I want to know what he's saying. That's kind of like what happens before he tells Raheel. And
no,
John.
You're not invited today.
Nick, turn off his mic.
You're not invited today. No, you're not invited today, Raheel. You're definitely not invited today. No, go ahead. Your mic's on. Go ahead.
All I'm going to say is if you're going to say my name,
Make
sure you say podcastarena.com/Raheel. The podcast is up and running. It's the number one podcast.
At its finest.
I should have never turned the mic on.
So you did good. This. You did this.
Well, you gave him the green light. He wasn't going to talk.
I said specifically, don't turn his mic on. And what did you do? You thought you would be funny, Nick, and turn his mic on
because
you thought we would go back and forth. And what have you done?
You gave him permission to talk.
No. Yeah. You know exactly what you did. You turned it on. So I was like, well, I can't stop him now. Yeah. The mic's hot.
You kind of did that.
I've
always given Raheel credit for his ability to self-promote. So go ahead, man. Podcast Arena/Raheel.
I hear you. So why don't you do it for him, which you did.
I just did.
Because that's what he does when he fights battles for Dell. And then I get the butt.
So
of
you guys, what? So of all
Granato's
the stuff you came
at me
up
in the hallway
with
and everything, thinking that I said things, and it's because he, first of all, Granato can't process things very well. So he just processed it like we were picking on Dell yesterday.
Well, it is your show. It's y'all's show.
Right.
So you both.
So
have
what
to
was
take
the
it.
What was the best shot you guys took? Because I don't listen to your show. I don't.
We don't listen to yours either.
Oh, you don't. But amazingly, somehow you found out what I said on my show.
Because somebody tweeted us.
Our
listeners are awesome.
Are you sure it wasn't Dale snitching?
No. Somebody tweeted me.
Hey guys.
Somebody tweeted me saying, "Hey, why
hey guys,
is
there was no love and laughter in my heart after what Barry said?"
Yeah, they're saying, "Why is Barry taking shots at Dale?" It's like, there's so much other stuff going on. Why are they talking about other shows? And I was like, what? What's happening here? So then Dell explained what happened because Dell's out here getting ready for tomorrow's show. So he heard
it. Yeah, I know Dell's out there listening. That's why I said it.
Yeah.
I know that.
So
I know he's out in the bullpen. I pass him when I go pee 800 times a day. I know he's out there.
You should get that checked out.
He washes his hands good. Too. He drinks a lot of water.
What was your question? What was the original question?
What were some of the best shots you guys took at me?
Pretty much.
Hear these.
We were just laying out what you do before the show. Do you eat Subway?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I do.
Have you lost weight eating Subway?
Yeah, I have.
So who else has done that?
I don't know.
Jared from Subway.
Oh, you guys are so clever. Look at you.
We were just filling
Jared
out the
joke
timeline.
With Subway?
No,
oh!
We're just waiting for...
Man!
We're just filling out the timeline. What's next for Barry?
You guys.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Oh, yeah. I see.
What's next?
You guys are pretty clever. That's pretty good.
The prison. Well, we skip over a few things, but there, what's next?
Yeah. We did.
Yeah. What's next for Barry? That's all.
So
you know
good.
What's clever?
What?
It's funny that Dell works on that Love and Laughter show for a guy who's never had sex before to be on that sex show. You know, that's clever.
Yeah, that's way more clever than a Jared joke with
really
Subway.
Clever if you're in the sixth grade.
Okay.
One day we'll be on that level, but today we weren't, and we played the pedophile joke. We don't care.
It's okay. Hey, you know what? You gotta stick to what you do best, right?
Yeah.
That's why people listen, because you get guest appearances from some of the finest celebrities in Houston, Texas. So with
what's the podcast?
Podcastarena.com/Raheel. We actually had on the podcast last week a veteran who lost his leg while serving, and now he plays for the U.S. men's amputee soccer team.
He bring the dog.
Nice.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
He's the one who has the service dog
service
with him.
Dog,
Who do you have this week?
This week, already did it. I already did it.
Who was it?
It was a dude,
listen.
It was a dude from the CrossFit community. You guys don't know him. He's not a big name or anything. He's just a family friend.
Uh-huh.
And we're just presenting both sides of the CrossFit argument. You know, a lot of people hate on it, but we're presenting his side.
CrossFit is to exercise what improv is to comedy.
What?
People either love it or hate it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people that work out hate CrossFit.
Yeah.
A lot of people that do comedy, like stand-up, don't like improv. But yeah.
Okay, we got to hit the break. I'm sorry.
All right, so the guest appearance of the day was Raheel with a slice of Dell, and we'll be back with a whole lot more. But before we do that, I want to tell you about the fine program that is the Houston Cans for Cars for Kids program, because it's Houstonians looking out for Houstonians and allowing kids to get a second chance at an education here in the Houston area. If you've been looking around your garage, your backyard, your driveway, somewhere in the field, and you got a clunker collecting rust and dust, and you want to get rid of it, you just haven't gotten around to taking out an ad or doing what you need to do to get rid of it, here's all you got to do. You call 713-225-4226 or log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Tell them where you live. Tell them what you got. They do the rest. They come with a tow truck. They take it away. They do all the paperwork. You get a tax deduction. You mentioned ESPN 97.5. You get a $50 gift card on top of that. And then the magic begins to happen, because they turn that clunker into resources that allow kids trying to get a second chance at an education to get what they need out of the way. Book money, eyeglasses, bus fare, warm meals. It's all taken care of because of this great program, so you can make a difference. Again, 713-225-4226 or HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Oh, you're funny. Yeah. Again, if there was a camera in here during break, it could really be downright entertaining.
We got some texts while Raheel was on. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. Raheel got some hate texts.
Yeah, he did. Barry clapped back on these F-boys. they always run bleep into the ground.
I saw that.
We got Raheel is, that's racist, OU Mike. Don't do that. Raheel sucks. That was from Nuno.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And will you please ask Raheel for the hour I wasted listening to his podcast back?
But then he also has his followers, like El Jefe,
yeah,
who just loves everything Raheel.
Yeah. And then Eduardo Flores said, look, man, I like you, but Dale's my boy. Well, okay.
Okay, then listen Saturday nights.
I'm not gonna pull punches, you know? I mean, dude, if I can make fun of my co-host, yeah, if I can ride you as much as I do and make fun of you and Nick, I'm certainly going to make some fun of somebody else on another show. Everyone's
the culture
down
here at ESPN. Like, yeah. Everybody's making fun of everybody.
Me and Twitter just to get annihilated, so just slow down.
It's like, if you ever heard me and AJ talk to each other, I don't think we've said a nice word to each other in 4 years.
It was like the dinner at what was it, BB
Butcher? That's all hate.
The first 45 seconds we sat down was basically Barry and AJ going back
just,
and forth.
Just hating on each other.
That was just ordering drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
AJ was trying to get the waitress to poison your drink.
Like, let's everybody settle down and have some fun, all right?
Serious.
And some sex, Dale.
Eventually.
At some point.
Hey, as the Astros proved, all streaks have to come to an end at some point.
That's right.
All right, so the Astros streak is over at 11. Unfortunately, they blew a 6-run lead. So that's bye, gone.
And I was going to bring this up in the first segment. You know, I always have questions or just general life things that happen that I want to talk about. Right. And I know we'll get to Eric in a second.
Can't wait.
But as I'm driving in, I don't want this to come out the wrong way. And I
yeah,
don't.
Right.
I don't want this to sound sexist. Because it's not, why'd you make that face, Joel? Give me a second.
Because then I don't talk and you keep talking, but I can show you that I'm like doubting this.
You're like, uh-oh. No, I'm driving in, and as always, I see all kinds of people, right? Sure. Like you see people walking, you see people exercising, you see people talking. And I saw this lady running, and it immediately, my first thought was, Nick, it's okay. It's going to be fine. My first thought was, I'm so glad I'm not a woman, because she had the biggest breasts I've ever seen. And as she's running, they are everywhere. And I thought to myself, one, good for her for being out running. I mean, she wasn't fat or anything. She just had big breasts. How miserable would that be trying to exercise and run with that? Like, not, you know, B cup, C cup, you put on a sports bra, you're good. She might have been like I don't know, triple G's. I don't know. Like these
triple G.
These things were huge.
Is that even a bra size?
I don't know.
You would know. I was a fighter. Say, you should be mad at him for not taking video. That's right down your alley.
I was driving. I'm a safe driver.
Right.
Wait, anyways,
when did this start today?
Anyways, I thought to myself, well, there by the grace of God goes I, because that could be me out there just running around. They were. I'm telling you, I felt bad. I genuinely felt bad and thankful. That I mean, when I was, you know, 45 pounds heavier, my boobs bounced a little when I ran. They did.
You had some movies.
I understood why sports bras are effective when I was fatter. But, oh, man, I really, really and truly, I felt bad for this lady. Because what do you, I mean, you know.
Did she look like she was struggling?
No, she didn't look like she was struggling. She was running just fine.
Okay.
But I just. You've never been fat, Nick, so you don't understand.
No, I've heard girls say it's a struggle to run with bigger.
And I'm just thankful. I was just like, you know, good for her and good for me, too, that I don't have to go through that.
Yeah, but you know what? It is like, try golf. And a lot of times, if it's not God that's given you what you have, you kind of ask for it. But at the same time, it definitely has to be a pain in the butt.
Yeah. I don't know how she did it, but good for her. For being out there, but I wouldn't want to have to deal with
those. Because you
got to
imagine each one weighs what? A solid what? 6, 7, 8 pounds?
I mean, I would think so.
So she's carrying around potentially six. I don't know.
No, I'd say probably 2, 3 pounds, yeah, maybe.
Really? Each one?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say probably
still,
2 or 3 pounds
is a lot to carry around.
Now it's not just the weight, yeah, though. It's also taking the space.
I mean, basically, take a Ziploc baggie, like the biggest quart baggie or whatever the big ones are. That you and fill them with water, staple them to your chest, and then just go run a couple miles and see how that works for you.
And remember, you got to deal with what, 6 pounds swinging up, swinging down.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They'll be everywhere. They're just it, and they were, and I felt really bad for her. And I thought, I'm glad because I want to go out and run, and I don't have to worry about that stuff.
Maybe
that's
she just
sad.
Needs to
that
stick
sucks.
To swimming.
Well, but you still
that would be easier.
You still have to deal with it below the equator, trying to control the tea
what.
Bag.
I just put on tight underwear and run.
Even with elephantitis?
Who's got elephantitis? What are you talking about?
Guys have problems too, man.
I mean, you could still put on a nice pair of, like, you know,
we've had this discussion
athletic
before and
shorts.
Had that video. Some guys have it easier than others.
You just put on athletic shorts and you're good. They're
don't make me
tight.
Bring that video
they hold
back
them
up,
together. I don't
no
want to see
us.
No. I don't want to see that. No. All right.
All right. So let's get to Eric. Eric wants to talk about blatant racism on the shows.
Hey guys, how y'all doing?
Hey, and what's you? Up?
I'm wondering, I was cracking jokes about Asians and Hispanics and chicks, but they never say anything about the brothers or the sisters.
Who
is this that you're talking about?
John Granado and Raheel Mahalakahala.
Hey now, come on.
See?
Man. Eric, why you gotta be like that? Like, you could ask your question and make your point without being a dick. Like, you don't have to be like that. I don't understand that. I mean, dude, is he still on? All right, dude, don't be a dick. Just make your point.
You're being a dick.
No, I'm not.
Dude, did you hear what you just said?
Yeah,
I'm not.
Y'all dish it out and y'all can't take it.
What are you talking about? Who's dishing what out, Eric? Make your point. Who is being racist on this
I
radio
made my
station?
Point. Don't be a sensitive dick.
No.
Dude, I hope you and your little kitty friends are impressed that now that school's out that you can try and be impressive,
done.
But
hang
you got
up on
nothing,
this dude.
Man. Go to an improv night, like Barry said. Do an open mic and really try to be
no,
funny.
I mean, if you got a point to make,
yeah.
If you think that someone's on here is being racist because they only make fun of certain groups, then make your point. But all that blah, 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 that's not funny, dude. You don't need to do that.
And we can actually make fun of Raheel for and me for being within that culture, and we're actually completely okay
with it.
We're all
friends here. We don't know this ass clown calling up who wants to try and get his 5 seconds of fame.
Man, Eric, not some life you got there, Eric. Good job. Good job, bud.
Look in the mirror and realize you might want to beat that chick to the side of the road to try and get some.
You know what it is? He's trolling, and he's terrible at it.
Yeah, he you could tell he usually doesn't do it.
Hey guys, I said dick on the radio.
Yeah, that was cool, man. I feel like I was really neat.
Oh, Keith said my wife has double G's and elects to power walk at the age of 25.
Keith's our old
intern. At the age of 25 instead of running. Just too much of a hassle. See? I'm telling you. And Tracy said the same thing. The struggle is real. Hashtag big boo problems. I'm happy when I run and I cycle and cycle. I don't knock myself out. Yeah.
See? That's why they suffer. Some of them suffer from back problems.
That's true.
Back
that's
problems,
a thing.
And they got to go like three sports bras.
No, Nestor, my boobs don't bounce anymore. They did. They did, sir. I'm down 40 pounds. Thank you.
You overlook, by the way, that our old intern that I called Newhart because he looks like Bob Newhart is the guy that says he has a wife with double G's.
I just read that tweet.
I know, but do you realize who it's from?
No.
This dude's overachieving like a mother.
No, I don't realize who it's from.
Okay. Pay attention.
I'll try better next time. Sorry.
All right. So we got plenty more show to get to. We got calls lining up. Oh, Chuck's coming back. That's always good. Chuck, no swearing. All right, so they're lining up on the call list. You can also get us on Twitter. Excuse me, at Barry is funny, at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We're the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Jesus. We have more continuity than most shows, both on and off the air. Let's just say that. And we got each other's backs. Let's face that. Regardless of what we've said in the past, the fact of the matter is, and by the way, you took one of my songs. Thanks. There's another kick in the grapes. We play around on the air, but the fact that we know each other is why we're playing around on the air. But ask clowns that call in thinking that they can join in on the fun to try and be a dick and try and get airtime. Go away.
Aussie Scott said that his wife had reduction surgery for her breasts. From a double D down to a C, and it was 9 pounds total removed.
So I wasn't too far off.
No, I don't. It doesn't sound like it. There were.
But honestly, I thought you guys were right when y'all said 2 to 3 pounds. That seemed more realistic.
Think about it, when they put them in, they talk about ounces for the actual.
Oh, the weight.
The pocket that they're putting in, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then somebody said my wife has 2 sports bras and a compression shirt. For her hugeins. Have to say I love watching her work out. Okay.
Well,
there's some perks.
Some people like
sure.
feet. Some people like boobs.
Yeah, I guess.
Some people like redheads with shrubbery.
Oh, speaking of feet, did you see the Rex Ryan thing?
Oh, yeah, he's a big footy.
Rex Ryan, so this was on Barstool Sports. Rex Ryan, this is the title of the article. Rex Ryan hit on girls at Nashville bachelorette party by winking at their feet and saying, quote, you know what I like, to their feet. So there's this text message between this chick and I guess some writer at Barstool, and I'm going to read you the whole text because this is hilarious. So she says, Rex even commented on my feet, too. Laughy face, cry face, epic. I will laugh at this for days. Wait a minute. What did Rex say about your feet? He told me I had nice feet, LOL. We had no idea who he was at first. He walked over to me and started talking to me and my two friends. And then we came back with the rest of the group and got that picture. When we were leaving, he winked at me and said, you know what I like. Are you the one far left that Rob has his hand on? Yes, LOL. When we all saw this article, we thought the brothers were in a fight and everyone was like, what did you do? Did Rex, and then the guy says, did Rex slip his number, secret Snap account, any form of communication? He told us the picture we took was good and he wanted it, so we texted it to him. I think his brother Rob liked us, LOL, hence his hand in the picture. And his hand is around this chick and it's just right under her bosom. It's just nestled. It's nice and snug. If it was going to take a nap, it found a good place to rest. Yeah, that's kind of weird. When you're walking up
you
to chicks going,
Barry, let me take
what's
a step
up?
Further. You want a little weirder?
You know what I like, and
in
you're looking at
office,
their feet.
In his last two jobs, Rex Ryan has had pictures framed of his wife's feet on his desk.
That is weird. At least he owns it.
I'm showing Barry a picture
that's
right
crazy.
Now of his actual desk with the Buffalo Bills. With a framed picture of the bottom of his wife's feet
The bottom
picture. So the bottoms are showing.
Well, at least he owns it. I mean, he doesn't run from it. That's all right, I guess.
At least he likes.
Everybody's got some weird stuff they don't tell. I bet you have a weird fetish. I bet you. Jeez. Nick does too. Yeah, I bet. I wonder if I can guess Nick's weird fetish.
Redheaded bush. Bush woman.
No, I bet Nick eats poop or something like that. I bet it's weird.
Oh my God.
What the hell?
Nick, are you a poop eater?
Nick's a poop eater.
Out of all the fetishes, that was the first one you could think of?
Well, when I look at you, that's all I think about.
See, I thought I was being the locker room cancer yesterday. Now we know you are. You're not the team player.
I'm trying to figure out what
you're
your fetish
just figuring
would be.
This out.
Yeah, right?
Really? Seriously? We've been doing this for how long?
All right. I didn't mean to go off on the whole, but you said feet, and I remembered reading that article.
This is
that was crazy.
Close-up picture, too, by the way, of Rex's wife.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he's always had a
him and Tarantino.
Finish. Just weird. All right, so let's get into Chuck, because Chuck will give us definitely the other side of the equation from the ass clown that called last segment. Chuck, what's up?
What's up, fellas?
All good, brother.
Hey, man, I just wanted to tell y'all, man, I listen to the radio all day because I'm always on the road. And, man, there ain't nobody on this station racist. Y'all are bad. Y'all are about the funnest guys out there. And I'll tell you, like, I told Craig Shelton on his show one time, I don't care who you are, man. Chances are, I don't like you anyway. You know what I'm saying? So it don't matter what color you are. But on a serious tip, too, if you want to talk to a racist, I did 3 stints of mission trips. I went to Peru, then I went to Niger, Africa, 3 different times on 3 different occasions. And, man, you want to feel like a minority, go someplace where there ain't none of you. And you'll have a better respect for all humanity. Guys, on a serious tip, y'all have a good day, but there ain't nobody here racist.
I appreciate it, Chuck, and that I would
Chuck.
Agree with you.
Thank you very much. Absolutely. Chuck knows how to bring it.
Yep. Ike said, I love the having Raheel's back. Dude said their show don't make fun of brothers. Hell, I don't even listen to their show, but I still somehow know Granado imitates a black preacher or Ray Lewis or whoever. So I gets it.
Yeah, and the point is that we all are friends. So that's the thing. I mean, it's
well, no,
not
I
like
mean, Ike's
to...
even saying he knows that they're not just, you know, not making fun of black people and making fun of everybody else. They make fun of everybody.
Absolutely. And Granado, I don't think lets actually everybody, but he doesn't let up on anybody.
No,
even on Twitter.
Nope.
He just does not care. He says what's on his mind. Once it's on his mind, he's going to spit it up.
I love that they're calling the only show that has, what is Raheel? Is he Pakistani?
I think so. I'm pretty sure
it's an Italian / white guy, a Pakistani, and an African American, and they're saying that show is racist.
I know.
Jeez.
That makes a ton of sense. That really does. That makes a whole hell of a
lot
of sense.
And they make sure that they work in Chinese and Chinese Americans at least once a week. So it's absolutely a show of the people.
One. Yeah, I'm not going to get on that one there.
You're not going
to. I don't know.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Okay. And Kurt Lowe says, is this a talk show for news or a sports station?
Oh, did he tweet that to me? Oh, no. Does he still have me blocked?
I don't know, but he definitely
tweeted
it. That's
right, he blocked you. I forgot.
Yeah, he did. And by the way, somebody was telling me on Twitter that somebody was calling the Blitz asking if their number could be unblocked from the text line because I blocked them on this show. Yeah. You act like a punk ass on the text. I'm blocking numbers. Ain't no, just have some fun, kids.
I love how people are getting so desperate with you when you're blocking them.
Please don't
block
me.
We've got texts, tweets, people calling in.
And then they're like, why'd you block me? Because you were being a douche.
Yeah.
Like, don't. No.
There's a t-shirt. Don't be a douche.
That's right.
You won't get blocked. All right, 1 hour in the books, 2 hours to go. Plenty more show if you want to join us and bring solid takes. 713-780-3776 on the HRNP listening line or hit us up on Twitter, the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Loaded, ready, rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.